Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is February 3rd, 2009, day 8.
This is not your typical podcast. This is primarily about me and getting porn out of my life. To help me stop looking at porn on a regular basis. To help me stop looking at porn altogether. And if I can help you along the way, then so be it. This is my adventure through destroying the porn in my life.
I've been away a couple days, tried to do this every day, but I have some a fairly busy life, especially on the weekends, so the weekend is when I struggle with this the most. Being home with, you know, I work overnights, so everyone goes to bed and I'm up, and that's when the temptation hits the hardest. And I goofed up again, so I guess that's three times this week. I'm going to try for zero this coming week. You know, this may seem redundant to some of you. It's just life to me. So, you know, I don't really know what to say, but hopefully the majority of you don't deal with it as badly as I do. But statistically, I know that's not true. I do think that this has helped me anyway, which was my intention anyway. I've tried everything else, so why not try this? So if this works, I guess I'll have to do it forever. I don't really know. So I thought I'd share a verse with you I was just taking a look at. And we'll go from there. So I think I shared this before in one of the previous podcasts, but it's from Romans 6:6, and it says, and this is the New Living Translation, "We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin." And as easy as that is to read for me, and as much as I believe it, I still fall into that sin. I don't want to be a slave to that sin, obviously, and neither do you. And my particular main sin is porn. Man, I just don't know really how to truly escape it. Like I said in the intro, I want to change how my heart is actually affected by porn. Change my desire. And that's not an easy thing to do. You know, 18 or so years ingrained in me, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, I don't really remember. That's pretty much ingrained in me, and it's a pretty hard thing to get away from. I really don't know the best way to do it. I think God put this in my heart as a way to help myself get away from it, but maybe help some others, like I said. So, again, Romans 6:6 says, "We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives." We can definitely count on Christ to, you know, rid us of our sin. The problem is doing it over and over again. How sad are we that I've probably asked for this forgiveness 20,000 times. I really don't know. You know, and I can't imagine that, that many people that have looked at it or have dealt with porn for any period of time know that, you know, when you look at porn, you don't, every time you do it, dumbs down your senses. And that's pretty much true for any sin. You know, and I know for a lot of people, luckily not myself, but I know for a lot of people, porn leads to, you know, trying to fulfill the desire everywhere else too, whether that be a strip club or, you know, an affair even, and even divorce, to just so that you can, you know, free yourself from, I don't know, obligations so that you can go out and sleep with somebody. I really don't know. Luckily, I haven't ever gotten to that point. It's more of a fantasy thing, I think, for me. But I know from people I've talked to that, you know, they have an affair. It's always easier the next time and the next time. And then after that, they don't feel good about themselves, but they push that aside so that they can please, you know, that craving within them. And I can completely understand, given the way I've had to deal with porn. And porn's the exact same way. I was actually talking to someone the other day about this. And I haven't told many people about this podcast, for obvious reasons. And, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, like I said, about this. And how usually if you stop looking at porn for a little while, at least in my case, you revert back to less hardcore porn. So you might, you know, start with something softcore, lingerie, so whatever, and then you feel that desire, and it may take a few days, a few weeks. I'm sure it's different for each person, but then you get more and more, you know, hardcore, and to try to feed that desire that you really can never quench. And I would imagine that might be a glimpse of hell, not being able to feed that, you know, God says hell, you know, you're in the unquenchable fire. So I would imagine that's what he's talking about. Obviously a completely different subject, but, you know, it relates. So, you know, reverting back, going forth, I know each person deals with this a different way. There's many different types of porn. Myself, you name it, I've seen it, except for, I've even seen it, I just would never look at it regularly. You know, gay porn, that sort of thing, is not anything that I wish to look at. Although, you know, with pastors and everything else, it's amazing how many people do look at that, or do, you know, well, literally, with little kids, or men altogether. Not really sure what, you know, thank God I don't have to deal with that. But yeah, I mean, for myself, I just can't see degrading to that point, even though I guess it gives me hope that there's always worse, but hopefully everybody has that. Or maybe not everybody needs that to help them move forward. I don't know. But let's just go over one more verse, and now we can wrap it up today. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Now, for me, to sin against my own body, I think, who cares? The important part comes later on, where the Bible says, for your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I think that's key, because if it was just because of our own body, you know, even though we're a creation of God, who cares? You know, once you get to this point, who cares? But being a temple of the Holy Spirit, that means if you've got sin in your life, the Holy Spirit won't work in you. Now, whatever your belief is on that, there's plenty of proof that the Holy Spirit influences and works through people. You know, I'm not talking about gifts or anything else here. You could get into, you know, philosophically. I'm talking just straight about, you know, the Bible talks many, many times about the Holy Spirit influencing people and working through them. In us being the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, easily said, you know, if I or you constantly look at porn, there may be things that God has for our life, and that, you know, that may never take place just because, you know, they can't until the sin's out of your life. I know my own personal experience. When sin is gone, just a few short days, I start to see dramatic changes in the way I treat my family, the way I treat other people, the way I think of myself, and things start to go right. Now, that may not be the same for you. I was stuck in a rut for about 3 to 4 years where nothing changed, and it really is what helped change me. And it's many times in the Bible that's happened to other people. Luckily, it wasn't longer than that for me, at least that I recall. But that's it for today. I'm going to aim for, no porn this week, but we'll see what happens. I want to knock that out of my life, and we'll go from here. I'll see you tomorrow.